A. Jewelry designer. I'm a jewelry designer. I take metal and precious stones and create rings, necklaces, earrings, and other jewelry. I can use loads of hand tools to make the jewelry. Sometimes I may use computers and laser to design these delicate pieces. My work requires attention to detail. It also requires finger and hand dexterity, good hand-eye coordination, patience, and concentration. Artistic ability and knowledge about fashion are very important.
B. Air traffic controller. I'm an air traffic controller. My job is to coordinate the movement of aeroplanes and direct them to keep flying schedules on time. An air traffic controller handles every plane that is taking off or landing. I usually work 40-hour weeks. I may work night or weekend shifts. It is a very stressful occupation. Speech communication, mathematics, science, foreign languages and electronics are helpful for this career.
C. Home health nurses. I'm a home health nurse. I go to patients' homes to care for them. I also instruct family members on how to take care of the patient who may need help for many different reasons. Some may be ill, and some may be getting better from an accident. I spend a lot of time traveling to different locations. I may visit many patients in a single day. My hours may vary depending on the needs of the patients. It is important for nurses to like to help people, to be hard-working, responsible, compassionate, and cheerful. Classes in first aid, health sciences, home economics, and nutrition are helpful for this career. D. Hairdresser. I'm a hairdresser. I cut and style hair using a variety of tools, such as scissors, razors, rollers, hot brushes, and dryers. I can use gel, mousse, wax, or spray. I may colour, perm, or straighten hair using shampoos, conditioners, lotions, etc. It is important for hairdressers to be creative, able to work quickly, hard-working, and self-confident. Biology, chemistry, science courses, and communication skills are helpful.
E. Ecologists. I'm an ecologist. Ecologists can work in a lab, but also go out to the area in which a plant grows or an animal lives and study them. I may do some volunteer work too. Next summer, I'm traveling to the Amazon to study certain types of plants there. Working as part of a team and independently are good skills for someone who wants to be an ecologist. Good communication skills are also important. Useful subjects are biology, mathematics, and computer science.